Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips from Noah down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we talk early fall and fall fishing for muskie, smallmouth, and more with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news, Hayward Power Sports is your new Shore Station Dock System dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake, home, or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and I'm talking to Noah down here. And Noah, it's been a couple of weeks since you've been on here. Good to have you back on again.
Oh, yeah, it's good to be back.
Let's talk fishing. You know, we're finally getting water to cool down a little bit now, and I think the fishing is getting better, actually.
The bite's going to be getting better now as the water temps are no longer rising and they're starting to cool. The bite's going to be getting better.
Let's talk a little bit about panfish. Panfish fishing has actually been pretty good. I've been catching fish both in shallow water and deep water, depending on the lake you're on. What are you hearing here at the shop?
I've heard phenomenal fishing on most of the bodies of water for bluegill and crappie. I've heard a lot of good things about plastics recently. So I think people are catching them good on plastics. I think fake minnow presentations are really working well right now.
Crappie location, you know, are they going to be bunched up yet around cribs and stuff? Yeah, I'm hearing some on some lakes already.
That's what I've heard some, is that you find some big schools on some of those cribs. I think the fish are really bunched up. It might be difficult to locate them, but once you locate them, I think you're on them.
Not too hard to locate them if you got the electronics. I mean, I'm running Hummingbird side imaging, and I find them. I've got the Garmin LiveScope on the boat now, and the LiveScope Plus, and I'll tell you what, that's a real game changer as far as finding and catching those panfish.
Yeah, it sounds like the newer electronics that are out now make it real easy to find some of these fish. You still got to put some time in. It ain't going to happen right away, and you got to learn how to use it. But once you learn it, you know, makes fishing go from a couple fish a day to a whole lot of fish a day.
But you still got to catch the fish. You could find them, but if you don't know what a bite feels like, you know, sometimes it's a lot harder to catch fish, even if you've got super electronics in the boat.
Yep, you still got to know how to set the hook.
You bet. Let's talk bass fishing a little bit. Smallmouth bass fishing has been pretty good, mostly deeper water.
Mostly some of that deeper water. We're looking 18 to 24 foot of water, depending on the body of water you're on. Seems like they're on some of those rock bite now. They're moving out to some of those rock humps and some of those crawfish areas where they're feeding on crawfish. Bite's real slow. I think slower presentations are working well. Let your bait sit there. They'll come get it. They'll come pick it up. But you got to let them have it. Otherwise, you're not going to eat the whole thing and you're not going to get them. I've recently experienced some of these bites being they're just getting half of the bait. You got to let them have it a couple seconds before you set the hook.
You know, and drop shot is a good method for going after them. And actually, it works for walleyes too, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. Drop shotting for walleyes is becoming more and more common, especially with the live sonar we have nowadays. If you can get a leech or a nightcrawler and, you know, pitch it right in front of their face, you know, a lot of times they'll pick it up.
You know, largemouth bass, what's going on there?
You can still find largemouth in some of the shallow areas near docks and laydowns and trees, and you can still find some on those deeper weed lines and some of those deeper weed lines next to the hard spots and some of those what we call fish garages through the weeds.
A good thing to catch them in them deeper weed lines, I found, is a simple jig worm, just a plastic worm with a jig on the nose.
That is going to be one of your top lures right now to catch some of these fish on a jig worm, because that jig worm can really work through those weeds really well and have a good imitation of what these fish are eating right now.
You know, we touched a little bit on the walleyes, and we talked the walleye fishing is actually going to start picking up now, and we're going to see a lot of fish go in the right now. It's a trolling bite.
Yeah, right now it's a trolling bite. They're still biting on, you know, spinners and night crawlers, and some of those crankbaits are still getting bites. But I think in the next coming week or two, you're going to start to see that snap jig bite heat up some. And, you know, some of these fish are really going to be, you know, chasing after some of these moving baits a lot better.
You know, and we're still getting some bughatches out there. That's going to really start to taper off quick out here. And, you know, guys that want to go after a walleye, seems like the time of the day, what time of day is best?
Seems to be that the early mornings and the evenings are where the bite is best, because midday there's just so much bait out in the water that these fish are very full. I think that early morning and that later evening bite is going to be your best time to target these fish.
How about musky fishing? What are you hearing there?
I haven't heard too much recently, but I think people are trying to keep their stuff secret because I think the bite's been pretty good. I haven't heard too many people coming in. A lot of people have been buying lures down here, buying bucktails and topwater, so I think it's heating up, but I think people are keeping it quiet.
How about northern pike as we wrap up here?
You can find northern pike in any of the weeds, any of the shallow weeds, throwing a spinner bait or a swim bait, but if you want those bigger ones, you got to go deeper. You got to find those deeper weeds. Some of those bigger spinner baits and rattle traps seem to be catching the bigger fish.
Down here at the shop, you guys are pretty much geared up for anything that anybody needs for fall fishing, and now for hunting season's coming up too.
Yep, we've got a lot of archery work coming in. We got a lot of bows, crossbows, arrows, and ammo. So come on in. John will take care of you.
Well, thanks a lot, Noah, for taking the time to talk to our listeners here.
Oh, yeah. Always a good time.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine folks that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we've got a very interesting talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro V Bass, they'll all go fast. built by fishermen for fishermen. Lund's feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. And no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you're one of the guides from the Hayward area here. We get on here whenever we can. Is Hayward area fishing guide Eric Tuohy. I had a chance to talk to Eric the other day when I was in Hayward about fall fishing. Eric, you know, as we're recording this, we're in mid-August, but we're going to talk about fall fishing because it won't be too long now. We'll be looking at transition going into fall, and you know, once that sets in, everything starts to change again.
Oh, absolutely. And I kind of feel like we've already started to see a little bit of glimpse of that. We've had some nice cool evenings, which has been beneficial from, you know, dropping some of our lake water temperatures from getting too hot, obviously, with musky fishing. And again, we're starting to see a little glimpse of that already showing.
You know, maybe some of the bug hatches we had this summer, which were, I think, probably way more than normal, but some of that most of that will disappear, and the forage base starts to get chewed down a little bit, and the fish tend to have to hunt a little bit more to find something to eat.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we get into those cooler water temperatures, it's feeding time for those fish.
You know, let's talk a little bit about something that I know you like to do and I do too, and that's the smallmouth bass fishing. Once we start getting in that transition time, the smallmouth fishing is really good for the bigger fish, it seems like.
Yeah, a lot of times midsummer can be real difficult, obviously, with temperatures, fish being out deeper, and, you know, obviously a lot of bug hatches where these fish will, you know, essentially gorge themselves all night, if you would. And even to this day, we had some shucks, which is, the casing from a hex that was just the other night. So we're still seeing bug hatches even now in mid-August as we speak. But again, you had mentioned, like, with the baitfish forage becoming more of a prevalent or option, main source option, these fish are getting to be more and more aggressive as the water temps will start to cool down. They're going to transition from those deeper, summertime locations and where it's cooler water, and they're going to be, you know, kind of working their way up the breaks and eventually shallow water again too.
You know, when do you expect to see them start getting in shallow water? I know, because every year, usually, in the end of August, in the first part of September, I catch a lot of them out there in the 18 to 25 foot range.
Absolutely, and that depth range will still hold, as some of you experienced in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, in September, we can have some really nice warmer temperatures still. And where I tend to see some of that kind of transition is when you get more closer to that 60 degree range. Now, even yet, we had a few fish eating top water just the other day, coming out of 6 feet of water. So they are smallmouth. They will show up in the shallows, you know, during those witching hours. But it'll become more and more prevalent when that water temp will drop a little more. But as we get colder, they'll start to transition again. So,
you know, if you're finding those fish out in that 20 foot range, plus or minus a little bit, or even deeper, what's your favorite presentation for them out there?
In the deeper water, it's pretty hard to beat, a drop shot rig. That's a rig that you should have tied up, in my opinion, whether it's early in the season and cold water, or even, you know, midsummer hot heat dog days. It's a bait presentation that is able to be left in a singular location to be able to give it action, a cadence, if you would, maybe annoy the snot out of that fish to eat it. Whereas a lot of baits, you're having to pull it and drag it across, let's say, at various water depths that it might achieve, maybe making bottom contact, but again, moving it away from a fish or their location. So in deeper water conditions, you know, I do like that drop shot. There's some other finesse type techniques that we might use, like a Ned rig is always a good standby, especially if you're kind of, you know, getting into doing this smallmouth program. Those generally will get bit most days of the week.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's not overlook, a jig with about a 5 to 6 inch minnow on it.
You know, even jigging a twister tail. You know, I'm someone who gravitates a lot towards artificial lure presentations, but nothing wrong with that live bait bite too.
We've been talking mostly about some of the lakes and stuff, but you know what? We've got some pretty good smallmouth fishing on some of the rivers.
Oh, gosh. I think it just only emphasizes how much of a special place we are here in Hayward. With our river fishing, with our lake fishing, we're close to, some tributaries to Lake Superior. It is a mecca, if you would. So, we have some great rivers in our area. A number of them are somewhat seasonable with smallmouth, so we do see some migratory movements, especially as you get closer to like winter time or late fall. During the summer swing, this is another fishery that's in our backyard, and a number of different fisheries, river systems, some that are tied together at some point in time down the line as rivers move. But it's a little different program on the river sometimes. But, it's amazing. You hook into, say, a 15, 16-inch smallmouth on one of the Clear Lakes. And sure, they fight hard. They're smallmouth, of course. You hook a fish that's 15, 16 inches in current and that's been living in current, boy, oh, boy, they really will put up a tussle.
Yeah, much stronger, more muscular fish. I've seen that out of the Chippewa River system. They're a lot bigger fish. You know, there are a few guides that fish on the rivers too, as well as the lakes. I know you mentioned you're doing some, you got into river boat now and stuff too.
Yeah, so added another vessel to the arsenal, if you would. It's a little bit more of a specialty boat, kind of like a drift boat. Very simple. There's no gas, no electronics, just oars and an anchor rope. So, but it does get an angler into really, really beautiful country, obviously, and then into great, comfortable way to be able to fish as well. So, and there's a number of guys in our area that do also have specialties in the river side of things, and we also including gear, we also have a lot of great fly guides too as well, that their specialty is the river. So
you mentioned no electronics, and that's going back to old school, like I learned to fish. Your eyeballs are your fish locator, and on rivers it's actually, you learn, once you fish enough in rivers, you learn to read the current, read the river, and you can pretty much pick out the spots the fish are going to be.
Yeah, that's something that is a unique trait for river fishing is, absolutely on certain rivers you might have a full-size, fishing boat and electronics, but a lot of the rivers that we're fishing up here are the start of something, not necessarily headwaters, but the very beginning, so they tend to be a little smaller, more of like something you'd put a canoe on, if you would, maybe a little John boat too, but these places, you have what makes up of a river. You can read about these in books and everything, and we're talking about a head, a riffle run, pools, eddies, all these things. There's flats, there's these big vast, very shallow flat areas, and again, fish do utilize all these different parts at various times of the year.
You bet. Well, the big thing I think is the current thing, because just like you wouldn't want to run all day long, a fish doesn't want to have to swim all day along hard into that current, and anything that'll block that current for them, they'll station behind that sometimes or out of that current.
It's pretty neat. The smallmouth fishing up here is, I would say, in a fly angler sense of things, it is a lot like going out west and floating a river out in Montana, you know, minus the big mountain landscapes. You know, our smallmouth do eat very similar to how a trout eats, and the food and forage in relation to that fish. It's pretty amazing, and, you know, put all these things into the equation, it's a pretty fun day on the river with them.
You know, we're talking fall fishing, we're talking smallmouth and stuff, but, you know, the other thing that's big up here in the Hayward area in the fall, obviously a lot of people go after walleyes, and we may touch on that a little bit, but muskie fishing really starts to pick up in the fall too.
Oh gosh, yeah, I'm sure there's a number of anglers listening as well as guides that we really look forward to the next couple months here. It's kind of leading into, you know, maybe our wind down, but leading into that is some of our best muskie fishing that we're going to see pretty much all year for the most part. You know, the shallow water bite will kick off here as we start to see some really cool temps, you know, at tail end of August. Even though our temps might be warm during the day, but those cool nights, those fish know to start showing up in those shallows and feeding, maybe even before we do. So we always anticipate that bite getting revved up, you know, a lot of bucktails and top water really start to shine. You know, fairly quick paced moving baits is you know, kind of a option there, but very aggressive fish. These fish are up there for a reason. They're up there to eat. So, you know, we're trying to cover some water, obviously, with that. And then as we get later into the year, you know, our weed beds are going to start dying off, and these fish will transition a little bit out from those shallow areas. And then eventually, as it gets real cold, they'll start to relate back towards, you know, break lines and a little deeper water.
Well, you know, when you start getting close to that transition too, you can actually kind of see that if you get good with your electronics, not to mention water temperatures alone, but you can actually watch the bait fish movement. The bait fish will start to get up in big pods, and they'll start moving toward the edge of that drop, or they'll be on them breaks. You'll see big schools of bait fish right on the edge of the break rather than out in the middle of the lake so much. And once they start coming up there, then they move shallow and the predators are right with them.
Yeah, it's something to definitely take note. You know, take a little time, look at your graph, look at your electronics, you know, study your water temperatures, and, you know, take note of that moving forward in the future. These are all things that you can rely on. But, you know, don't be afraid to slide up a little shallower than maybe what you're used to. Get a look around. You might all of a sudden be starting to see a lot of your bait and forage. And, you know, forage might not just be minnows. It might be, you know, your bluegills and crappies and, you know, even your bass species and, you know, suckers. I mean, these are all, you know, all options on the palate for a muskie. So
muskie could pretty much eat whatever he wants to eat, I guess, you know. And the other thing, too, is that I used to see years ago, and I don't do a lot of it anymore because I am getting older, but man, when I got into the end of August, the first week or two of September, I got a really strong night bite in a lot of lakes.
Yeah, again, there's all these little transitions that are happening, and, you know, nighttime, summertime musky fishing, you know, is a really good option for most anglers, even still now. But as we, you know, again, we're getting into those cooler conditions, and believe it or not, life is happening down there below that surface.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. We come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment.
Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. As far as throwing musky baits, you mentioned bucktails and topwaters and stuff. But once we start, if you're not up in that real shallow, even sometimes up in the shallow water, I think sometimes you really, if you got two or three people on the boat, having something out there in a rubber bait basically is a really good option anymore, or something we didn't do years ago. But it's something about the rubber baits that seem to be, the fish don't seem to be able to pin it down that it's not there something to eat. It doesn't do the same thing twice as I think what it is.
Yeah, and you know, the beauty now, like you're saying, you know, years ago, we didn't have maybe as many rubber bait options out there. Now, I mean, we have rubber baits that you're able to work effectively over shallow weeds and just shallow water conditions versus getting, you know, something that's going to bury every cast right in the weeds. And so, you know, with all these different bait options, you know, there's paddle tail baits that, you know, throw a big wide, you know, vibration and movement, things like that. You know, it's kind of similar to a bucktail in the retrieve. It's a cast and retrieve. Now we can add a little jerks and pops. The nice thing with a rubber bait, you're not having to worry about if those blades collapse, whether it hits a weed or potentially, you know, with the cast or anything like that. And there's still some truth to, you know, a pull pause mentality. So there, you know, rubber baits will perform a hang time, a death pause, something right that is this momentary hesitation of the bait. And that will drive muskies wild. It's saying, eat me, you know, and it gives them that opportunity to eat it versus something that they're having to necessarily chase down and, you know, maybe more likely to have a boatside eat versus something that's way out there.
You know, and the other thing, too, if you're fishing that rubber baits, too, I tell people, don't get panicked because you catch a few weeds on it, because they'll eat it, weeds or no weeds, if they're after it.
Yeah, you might be wondering if you need to start packing some ranch dressing with, you know, because they will eat it with that salad. I tell my anglers every time, new anglers, musky fishing, through the whole course of the season, if you got weeds on your bait, fish it out always. I've tried to reemphasize that in many occasions where someone says, oh no, I got some weeds on the bait, and they just burn it in to try to clean it and clear it, and right behind that bait, that muskie smashes that ball of weeds with that lure.
You know, when talking about hang time and that death pause on a lure, probably the ultimate bait to do that, I guess, is a big fly, though.
Well, yeah, flies, I mean, that's kind of a staple with fly fishing for muskies is a hang time, you know, presentation. A lot of the flies are very neutrally buoyant, and then we're achieving depth and movement also with a fly line that might be sinking or an intermediate sink. You know, on the gear side too, you know, they're your glide baits, your left to right, you know, yeah. There's a great pause in that. They get to see that hang time in a side profile. That just gives them that opportunity to T-bone it. All they are just dogs with a bone in their mouth. So, right. You know, a Suic, that is the ultimate hang time right there. You know, I emphasize the anglers, as anyone should, you know, 10, 12 feet away from that boat, you better be ready, because that hang time right there will get bit more often than not. So there's still some, you know, whether it's on the gear side, but especially on the fly side.
You know, we didn't have much of a time to talk about walleyes at all, but real quickly, we'll talk real quick. The walleye fishing could get pretty good for the bigger fish in the fall here, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, we emphasize, you know, like the other esox, the musky, but the walleye fishing, like you're saying, John, does get revved up. We start to see those real quality fish starting to show up, fish that are packing on the pounds, getting a little heavier, ready for winter, so...
You bet. Well, most of the fish are making eggs for next spring already, so they got to eat to get the protein. Eric, you know, it's been kind of a pleasure here getting you on here again. Been a while since I had you on the radio show. anybody wants to get a hold of you for guiding, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can reach me directly here. My phone number is 612-384-9127. If they happen upon in the bait shop, there's usually a card of mine floating around, as well as some other great guides in the area as well. And we'll get you on the water and fishing for, you know, some great fish in the Hayward area. So.
Well, thanks a lot, Eric, for taking the time with the listeners here.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. From there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.